Missions. So what do you think of when you hear that word? For me, I'm reminded of my hometown. I grew up in, I was born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio was established early in the 1700s by Spain. They built five missionary churches there, four of which are still in use today. One they abandoned, and which everywhere, and it turned into a fort, and it was central to Texas history and its liberty. You all know it as the Alamo, right? Maybe you think of early church missionaries mentioned in Scripture, like Barnabas and Apollos. Maybe later ones from the 20th century, like Eric Little or Jim Elliot. Hopefully, you think of yourselves as one, as Pastor Rich teaches from this pulpit almost every Sunday, right? We are all in ministry. We are all part of the Great Commission to go and make disciples, every single one of us. Most of us think of missionaries as those far off in foreign lands. Grace Bible Church supports a number of missions and missionaries, local and afar. Ones such as Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, Salem Pregnancy Care Center, and families like Jacob and Prashanti Gadala, Tony and Leela Frank, Ryan and Joy Owen, Jonathan and Hannah Romaine, who you'll be hearing from soon this year. We've been visited by some this past year, and we'll be visited by a few more, hopefully in this coming year. The Mission Committee hopes to make you more aware of these by making them a bit more personal, as each month we will bring a different mission through a living picture, like I'm standing here. You can also learn a little more of each of our mission organizations and mission families that we support here by visiting Grace Bible Church's website. If you're a member, I'm sure you have a sign on. You can go, you can click on the missions link, and there you'll find a brief synopsis of each one of our organizations and missionaries that we support. Contact information if you would like to reach out to them, which I'm sure they would love to hear from you. And so you think about those things. So, and speaking of missions, I was just approached this morning by Kathy Coles, and here's an opportunity for you to be the church. All right? So, Kathy received this email from Bill and Carol Turner, missionaries for 23 years in the Arabian Peninsula with TEAM. This spring, they are scheduled to return to the States to see their oldest daughter graduate from Indiana Wesleyan University, and they have a few months of home assignment where they're going to be reporting to their churches and supporters about the work. So from May 10th through the 25th, they're going to be here in the Winston-Salem area. And so here's the thing. Bill and Kathy, they have opened up their home to this family. There's this family of five. There's two adult children. So they can fit three in their home. And so there will be two that might need a bed to stay in. If you are so willing and open, Kathy?
But they'd rather be all together.
They would rather be all together. So if you can support all of them, please see Kathy Coles. Like I said, it's a visiting missionary family coming into the States. They'll be in the Winston-Salem area May 10th through the 25th. So that being said, see, you can be involved in missions. All right? So your prayers are much appreciated for us as a committee. If you have any questions, please approach any one of us on the committee. We'll be happy to answer your questions. If we don't know it, we'll find one for you. Pray for us. Pray for us as a committee, and pray for our missionaries. And you'll be hearing more about them in the coming months.